Dictation for Gary King, K-I-N-G. June 24, 46, addresses a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, for 665956. Dear Dr. Ernest, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. King, Gary. He was admitted with COPD exacerbation. He has biopsy proving hypertensive nephrosclerosis on a background of diabetes, comes accompanied with wife. Oxygenation presently down to 2.5. In the hospital was as high as 3.3 to 4, although baseline is 0.5. Doing nebulizers, no purulent material hemoptysis, dyspnea at rest, tolerating diet, denies vomiting, no diarrhea bleeding, no decrease in urination, presently on Lasix 40 milligrams, recent fall, trauma to the left humeral area, Norco 10 milligrams was too high, he's doing 5 milligrams twice a day. At home, he tripped and fell. It's my understanding that the left humeral fracture is not aligned, follows with orthopedic doctor. They reposition the sling as a weight for gravity to realign the fracture, as he is high risk for any surgical intervention. I review medications. He remains on phosphorus binders and treatment for high potassium. No anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure today high, but he's being on steroids. There are COPD abnormalities without any pleural effusion or RALS. There is no pericardial wrap, no ascites, no major edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry, January 15. The acute or chronic renal failure did improve, creatinine down to 3.0 for a GFR of 20. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, elevated glucose, stable anemia, 11.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Biopsy proving hypertensive nephrosclerosis with diabetic changes, advanced renal failure with recent acute component, appears improved, no indication for dialysis today. Continue restricted diets, sodium, potassium, fluid. Continue management of high potassium with potassium binder. Continue management of high phosphorus with phosphorus binders. There is anemia, but no EPO treatment is needed. Continue present regimen, chemistry on a regular basis. There is edema on lower extremities, could be exacerbated by steroids, the use of Neurontin. It potentially should decrease to once a day versus twice to minimize edema. We'll see if he is able to tolerate that for neuropathy. If not, we will go back to the twice a day dose. We start dialysis based on symptoms or pulmonary edema, which is not the case yet. Continue to follow, all questions answered, patient and wife, end of dictation.